It's time for another edition of The Morning Juice, and we are talking with 10U baseball head coach Kevin Holm, or manager, is that the better term for it?
Coach, manager, it's kind of coach and practice manager during the game, I guess.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, so Kevin Holm, the 10U baseball head coach, the Huskies are going to the state tournament. So first of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that happened a week or two ago. This weekend, actually, something that came across my attention, one of the reasons that we're sitting down as well here on July 6th on Sunday, there's a fundraiser to help you get there. So let's talk about that right off the bat.
Sure. We entered four tournaments this year, and none of them are cheap. And we collected some funds and got through the four tournaments, and we were actually lucky enough to make the state tournament. And so that in itself adds an extra cost. So one way to alleviate that from parents is we came up with the idea of having a pork chop fundraiser Sunday, July 6th, 6 o'clock at the Bulls game. It's against Laverne. And so anyone that knows anything about amateur baseball knows that the Laverne Redbirds and Jackson Bulls are, two of the best teams in Southwest Minnesota. So every time they get together, it's a good show. So I encourage everyone to come to the game regardless. But if you do come to the game, come hungry, because we will be selling pork chops on a stick for $3. And if you want a meal deal with a bag of chips and a water, you can get it for $6. Having the kids all around the ball field, we get to. I'm the announcer for the Bulls too, so I worked out a deal with manager Scott Barr, and we're going to announce the team before the game, and they get to go onto the field during the national anthem and stand by one of the Bulls players during the anthem. And then they'll be kind of roaming around the field selling pork chops. We'll be doing a 50-50 raffle as well. So anyone that maybe doesn't want the pork chop and wants a way that they can help fundraise a little bit for the team, they can enter the 50-50 raffle.
And that's coming up on Sunday, July 6th at 6 p.m. is the first pitch between the Laverne Redbirds and the Jackson Bulls over there at Wacker Field. And you mentioned the four tournaments. Any more details about how you were able to qualify for state in particular? Just, was it the amount of wins? Did you beat the right teams? How did that all look?
Sure. We qualified in the Laverne tournament. We got second place out of Minnesota teams, and that in all these little tournaments that we've entered, first and second place qualify for the state tournament. So we got lucky enough, I guess. Yeah, if we beat the right teams. We faced a couple of them over the weekends, a couple different times, and have some good battles. So wins or losses, the team has shown a ton of improvement. And we're going to get to see the quality of competition in Southwest Minnesota. And, we pulled off a nice weekend there in Laverne. So we qualified for the state tournament.
Yeah, and that, once again, congrats on that to you and to the rest of the team. So who all is on the squad?
Thanks for asking. We have 12 ball players. We have Jason Holm, Leighton Drahota, Grady Daigle, Camden Helmers, Croy Reister, Eli Mones, Donovan Wilking, Wayne Thorson, Silas Leopold, Connor Voss, Ethan Withers, and Aiden Atiz. And so these guys, I mean, they're excited about baseball. When I've talked to them about being on the team, they were the type of people that love the game of baseball first and foremost, and they're excited to come to practice. They're excited to be around the games and just learn the game, get better every day. And my favorite part of being the coach is when we started practice, back in April, and to where we've gotten now through tournaments and stuff, there has been a ton of improvement. And just you can see the joy of the game on their faces, which is always fun to see as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that it's not your first year coaching in general, but the 10U part is new this year. So how does it maybe compare the younger youth baseball versus maybe the high school level?
It's different. I've coached 15, 16 years of high school baseball. And at that level, obviously there's the competition's pretty fierce and the players are pretty good and the expectations are high. And it is a little bit different taking the step down to the 10U level. It's been a ton of fun still. But I have to find myself every now and then taking a breath, step back, and remind myself half of them are 10 and half of them are 9. We're still learning and all that stuff. So we actually share a few laughs as the coaching staff and parents get together about, you know, you can kind of see sometimes the switch goes off where you expect high school level perfection, and then you go, oh, wait, they're 10. But at the same time, you get to just see, I mean, sometimes just them putting on a real jersey that buttons up and putting on the spikes and stuff. They just have sometimes more of an enjoyment than the high school guys that it is more of going to work and you know, stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun.
It sounds like it would be like, and maybe even take you back to when you first were involved in the game yourself, potentially.
100%. Every time we're together, I have a great memory of looking back to when I was 10 and just starting out and, you know, the things that my friends and I would say or do. You hear the same kind of goofing around with the kids and you kind of smile and go, all right, you know, the game's in a good place because these guys enjoy it. It's not, you know, I don't have to, you know, it's not like pulling teeth to get these guys to come out and play. And that's the same way it was when I was a kid. It's just showing up and it is a game. You know, they say play ball. They don't say like work ball, you know? And so, you know, they get it's fun to see the joy on their face when, you know, they get a hit or, you know, they strike a guy out or, you know, we turned a double play last weekend. And I mean, just the pure excitement of turning a double play in Little League is, I mean, it's off the charts. It's fun.
Yeah, those moments I'm sure have a little extra juice to them for sure. And thank you for sharing with us about those moments that you're talking about there, and also about the event coming up this weekend. Let's refresh people's memory on that, the fundraiser that will be on Sunday night.
Sure. Sunday, 6 o'clock at Wacker Field, pork chop on a stick for $3. If you want a meal deal, it'll be $6. You can show up before the game. We'll have the grill fired up and ready to go. Feel free. You can even stop in, just pick up, you know, the food and head home. But I do highly encourage you as an amateur baseball fan. Laverne versus Jackson is always a very competitive game. And being around the Bulls a lot, I know that the stakes matter in this game. So you'll see good competition. But if you can help support the 10U team or want to, please stop by, pick up a pork chop, talk to the players, and just see, you know, the smiles on their faces as they run around in their jerseys and feel like little major leaguers, you know, at the ball field.
That's Kevin Holm telling you about it for this weekend. And also the state tournament is where the 10U baseball team is headed for the Huskies. So congratulations on that and best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you out there for listening to The Morning Juice.